I recognize kind of where we fall in the program, you know, beginning of that last session, end of a long day after a break. So it always reminds me of a figure I heard. I first heard it delivered by the late Barbara Bush, although it was a different context than a CLE seminar. But studies show that if all the people who fell asleep in seminars were laid end to end, they would be a lot more comfortable. So as we dive into this last session, what we're going to be talking about is some succession planning issues, specifically focusing on LLCs and limited partnerships. I can tell you I like the topic so much. You'll notice, as Beth mentioned, with me going in-house, I made sure to go in-house with a company organized as a corporation, so I don't have to deal with the issues anymore. So it tells you how complicated some of them can get. Well, if you help folks set up smaller businesses, I'm sure you can relate to the conversation that I had so many times in private practice where people come in and they're convinced that they are the next Ben and Jerry. They have the great business idea, we're this great business team. And of course, you know from experience from seeing other people that it's just as likely they're the next Tom and Jerry, that they're more likely going to be at each other than the next great thing, probably to the mutual injury of both without maybe that cartoon ability to bounce back. So you come in, they have this great idea, they just want to get the entity formed, get it off and running. We spent all our money getting to this point, we don't really have much money for you, and you're trying to bring up these legal issues. But we really need to think through the buy-sell provisions. So as the lawyer, you get to be the spoiler of, and the client says, well, yeah, I understand that things happen, but we're never not going to get along with each other. And so as the lawyer, you're talking about, well, you know, the bus hits this person, the bus kills this spouse, the bus does this. I mean, all these scenarios that you're trying to talk about with clients to make them realize this really is an issue that we need to address and need to address now. And when you get off into all the triggering events and they say, well, how do you handle that? Well, it depends. And you get off into the kind of this decision tree of what to do.